open the door slowly and get out.
Clips from this newly released officer body cam video have been viewed more than 3 million times. What starts off as a traffic stop in the small town of Windsor, Virginia, quickly escalates into more.
Yo, well, guess what? I'm a veteran too. I learned to obey.
And this incident is now the center of a federal lawsuit filed by the attorneys for Second Lieutenant Karin Nazario. He is seen on camera in his military uniform.
What's going on? You're fixing to ride the lightning, son.
According to the lawsuit, on December 5th, 2020, Windsor police officers Daniel Crocker and Joe Gutierrez initiated a traffic stop. The officers believe this SUV did not have a rear license plate. With guns drawn, both officers yell commands.
Open the door! Get out the car!
Keep your hands outside the window.
At this point right now, you're under arrest. You're being detained, okay? You're being detained for obstruction of justice.
In the video, one of the officers pepper sprayed Nazario multiple times and asked him again to get out of the vehicle.
Get out of the car!
I'm reaching for my seatbelt.
Fine! Take your seatbelt off and get out of the car! Straight onto the ground! Straight onto the ground! Let's go!
Available.
Get on the ground. Get on the ground. Get on the ground now.
Then the officers use force to get him to lay on the ground and place handcuffs on him. One officer states if Nazario had just followed orders, things would not have reached this level. Nazario's attorney, Jonathan Arthur, says his client is a victim of police brutality.
This has got to stop.
Arthur says his client had temporary tags that were displayed in the rear window of the newly purchased Chevrolet Tahoe the entire time. In a federal lawsuit, he claims the officers violated Nazario's Fourth Amendment rights because he was illegally pulled over, detained, and searched unnecessarily. The suit also claims the officers caused harm to his dog when it choked on pepper spray administered into the SUV.
They knew they were in the wrong, and then they threatened to destroy a man's career if he called him out on it.
After the encounter calms down, in body camera video, one of the officers explains that he's willing not to charge Nazario for obstruction of justice because the Army would find out if they do. The officers also explain they used force after Nazario didn't immediately pull over or get out of the vehicle when they requested. Arthur says his client just wanted to make sure he pulled over in a well-lit area and received conflicting commands.
After seeing what I've seen on the body cam footage, it's kind of hard to justify having them serving and protecting anything.
According to the lawsuit, the officers waited with Nazario until the pepper spray wore off, and he was not charged with any crime. The lawsuit and videos have also now caught the attention of local civil rights groups in Virginia. The NAACP is now launching their own investigation. We did reach out to both the town of Windsor and the Windsor Police Department tonight for a comment. As of now, we have not heard back. Rudabe.